Episode 69, Reasoning from Truth.
Welcome to the Principles in Practice podcast. This is where we discuss biblical principles for life and learning. I'm your host, Heather Hall, and this is my co-host,
Brian Hall.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. You know, all too often, educational philosophies and methods are viewed as being equal. However, they aren't all equal. One philosophy or another will be ingrained in a curriculum. Several will produce individuals who will know what to think according to the curriculum. But that doesn't really help the individual when it comes down to in the moment, in a real life moment, and they have to make a decision. They need to be discerning. The curriculum may not have addressed the specific encounter that they're having. So what are they left with? How do they reason about an issue? Well, another philosophy will produce individuals who learn how to think and reason from biblical principles, the truths of God's word. And that's the relevance of biblical classical education. It gives the ability to learn how to reason from the truth of God's word so that regardless of what issue comes up in life, the individual is able to be discerning. So what we're going to do is take a look at some examples and determine whether or not a certain philosophy or method is cultivating students who are reasoning from truth. There are two small words that make a world of difference in the context of what we're talking about. So to begin with, let's lay down a foundational understanding of each one as it aids this topic. And I'd just like to note that we're using Webster's 1828 Dictionary of the English Language. If you don't have your own hard copy of that, please visit principledacademy.com. Go to our shop and go to the Face Resources and purchase it through us. We are resellers for their books, so every time you make a purchase through us, you support our ministry. Now, Webster's 1828 Dictionary is the only biblical worldview dictionary that we have, and so that's why we promote it. We believe strongly that we need to know the definition of words and that God has given us those definitions. All right, moving forward. To means noting motion towards a place. In many cases, individuals attempt to reason to truth from their own experiences and feelings, or else that of others. Or they give reasoning to truth from man's ideas and justification for ideas. Now, this is how most curricula are designed. Plus, most curricula will add comprehension questions to each subject. And it's important to note here that comprehending what was read is not the same thing as reasoning. Now, Webster gives the definition of from, and I just want to give you a heads up here that he also gives a list of examples with how the word from is used and comprehended in daily life. And I'm going to go ahead and read that list to you because I think it's relevant to the topic. Webster says that the sense of from may be expressed by the noun distance, or by the adjective distant, or by the participles departing, removing to a distance. And here is his list. Thus, it is 100 miles from Boston to Hartford. He took his sword from his side. Light proceeds from the sun. Water issues from the earth in springs. Separate the coarse wool from the fine. Men have all sprung from Adam. Men often go from good to bad and from bad to worse. The merit of an action depends on the principle from which it proceeds. Men judge of facts from personal knowledge or from testimony. We should aim to judge from undeniable premises. As Christians, our goal should emphatically be reasoning from principles, from the truths of God's word. And from where does truth come? Well, as Christians, we know it comes from Holy God's word. So doing so, as we reason from the truth of his word, that breaks us from the stronghold of wrong mindsets and gives us right thinking so that we can operate in truth. We can practically and correctly apply the principles of his word to all of life and learning. Reasoning to truth is common among people. Individuals will spring from their personal experience or man's ideas and attempt to reason to truth. Now, many are familiar with whom Aristotle is. He's revered by many as one of the greatest Greek philosophers, and that's why Greek classical education and Christian classical education oftentimes refer to him and his writings. However, with biblical classical, if ever we turn to anything that Aristotle has written, it's to hold it up in light of God's word. We want to know, you know, if anything anyone is stating pairs up or aligns with the truth of God's word, because we're actually going to be reasoning about philosophy of life or philosophy of government or anything else based on the truths of God's word. And we can look at, you know, what someone like Aristotle stated, and we can assess, we can discern why it wasn't successful. We can discern that because it was lacking God's truths for why those ideas didn't hold or why they were incorrect. Now, the couple of the examples that we have from Aristotle's writings are from Poetics and Generation of Animals. And we're going to take a look at, you know, from a couple of his statements that show how he tried to reason to truth from human ideas about women. Woman may be said to be an inferior man. From Generation of Animals, we find that he said, the female is, as it were, a mutilated male. Now we're going to analyze a little bit here about how Aristotle tried reasoning to truth. Firstly, he took the physical ability of females and determined that they're inferior to man. Webster's defines inferior as lower in place, station, age, or rank in life, lower in excellence or value, subordinate, of less importance. And secondly, he took their physical appearance, compared it to a male, and determined that females are mutilated males. Now, one might argue that he was trying to use general revelation to come to his conclusion. Maybe he was. And if that's the case, he especially needed to have God's revealed law so that he could learn correctly about male and female. But in any case, I do believe that because of Romans 1:20, we can actually learn differently from general revelation about males and females than Aristotle did. And we'll address that in a little bit here. So it's highly important to reason from truth. And another word for truth is principle. So of course, we're going to dive into Webster's definition of principle. It's from the Latin principium, which means beginning. In a general sense, the cause, source, or origin of anything, that from which a thing proceeds. A general truth, a law comprehending many subordinate truths, as the principles of morality, of law, of government, etc. Truth is about life, and it's found in the Bible. God is the cause, source, origin of truth. He is the creator of all, including general truths. Being the author of life, he has given us general truths in his written word from which to reason. So we're going to go ahead and look at these two faulty premises of Aristotle's. The first is his stance that women are inferior to men. A reasoning question that we can ask is, how does God value women? Well, in Genesis 1, it teaches us that God created man in his image. In Genesis 2, we learn that God created woman from man. She isn't made like the animals. No, she is made in God's image as well. Another faulty premise of Aristotle's is his belief that women were mutilated men. So a reasoning question we can ask is woman a mutilated male, or is she designed by God just as she is? Man is by the woman. And we're going to look at that from 1 Corinthians 11:11 through 12. Because it teaches us, nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman. But all things are of God. So aside from Genesis 1 and 2, we can look at 1 Corinthians 11:11 through 12 and assess that men and women are created by God with their distinct purposes and functions. Now, here are some examples of how to correctly be able to reason from general revelation. So God is the creator of general revelation. We can learn much from his creation, as Romans 1:20 teaches us. So an example of reasoning from truth about women through general revelation is this. We learn that women are valuable in many ways. And here are a few of those ways. First, God's revealed law teaches us that male and female are designed to need each other for procreation. So we need to consider the creative parts and their distinct purposes. God purposefully designed male and female with creative parts for a purpose. Secondly, women have a special reproductive design which complements that of a man's. Thirdly, the physical design to feed and emotionally bond with their babies is given to women. And fourthly, a certain beauty is brought to the world via women. The strength of a woman is different than a man's. So many Christians listening to this might ask, well, isn't it obvious then the differences between reasoning to and from? Well, it all depends on the individual and how he or she has been discipled. Many Christians will see the errors in Aristotle's attempts of reasoning to truth. In this case, these Christians are demonstrating their ability to reason from the truth of God's word. But some things are more subtle in life. Some issues are a little bit more challenging for people to be discerning on. However, when we learn how to reason from biblical principles, we do gain discernment. And that's why there's such an emphasis on it in a biblical classical education, because we allow God to be at the center of all of life and learning. And as we do that, then we begin to enjoy learning. We begin to enjoy life as a precious gift from God. And we understand that He is the only one who can give meaning and value to any of the things in life, whether it's education, the subjects within education, or the different spheres of life. So I hope that this gives you some things to contemplate. And thanks for joining me. I'll see you in the next podcast.
As always, if you're looking for additional resources or support, you can visit our website at principalacademy.com, check out our shop and our blog, and you can also find us on Facebook at Christian Homeschooling with Bible Principles, also on Instagram under Principal Academy. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Well, this is Heather Hall.
And this is Brian Hall.
For Christ and His glory.